Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
And a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you gotta do it right. I mean, you gotta have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the truck. Otherwise, you're talking about half hour or 45 minutes to dig it. And who knows who's gonna be coming along in that time. Before you know it, you gotta dig a few more holes. You could be there all night.
The Don and Mike Show.
A colossal waste of time.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Everybody, good afternoon. Good Monday afternoon to you. Big, big day here in Washington. Redskins tonight versus Dallas. Go Skins. I'm your host, Joe Arndinger, Don and Mike, best of leading up to Don and Mike, live at 3 o'clock, and you do want to listen, because they got lots of stuff for ye to win. But for now, let's get back into the best of. Don takes calls about his problems at the movie theater on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
We got outside. Jesus. Frida was so pissed at me. I was doing that thing with, oh, baby, come on. What are you mad about? She said, that's the worst ever. I said, those people were talking so loudly. She said, all you had to do was get up and leave. Why did you have to engage them?
They just cheated us. It's not fair.
I said, but when I started, I even did it funnily. I said, you know, hey, this is ironic.
Right.
The movie's anger management, but I'm angry at you for talking.
This movie's anger management, and I'm ready to kill you.
I was.
I'll kill you.
The worst talking I've ever experienced in a theater.
He brings it, you know, 20 years I've known him talking about movies, and your rate is like 70. No, it's more than that. It's like 90%.
Mike, this one was off the scale.
But you have had, you hear people in theaters, well, and this one, but I mean, don't, how many out of, like, if you go to 10 movies,
a lot,
how many times do you
eight
think
out
you
of
get
10, across? 8 out of 10 people are talking. But this woman was off the charts.
You know what I think it is? And I think, because I wonder sometimes, because it has happened to me much less frequently than it happens to you. You go, you like to go to movies, first-run movies.
Yeah.
You like to go the first weekend they're out.
Yep.
You like to go, in many cases, the first night they're out.
Yeah.
And I think that's when you get the real idiot factors.
That's when they come
Hello,
out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
I'm a proud, fat, Irish Catholic.
Attaboy.
And I'm from, I live in Ocean City during the summer. I was just wondering which theater you guys are talking about.
Gold Coast.
Okay. The guys that work there are real douchebags.
Yeah, and the guys behind the counter, you know, they got us in the perfect mood. You pay the exorbitant ticket price, then you get inside and there are two guys behind the counter. This is true of any movie theater, really.
Pretty much.
There are two guys behind the counter. One guy, the fat guy has decided his only job is going to be to fill drinks. The other guy has the poor job of taking the order, getting the candy, making change, and he was not very good at making change.
Mouth open.
So, like, I would say, large diet Pepsi. The fat guy would say, large Pepsi? I said, no, large diet Pepsi. He would do his job in 30 seconds and then hold my diet Pepsi hostage while the other guy slowly tried to find it on his
keyboard.
Yeah, you can't drink it while he's finding it on the keyboard.
So he finds it's 3, and he looks like real proudly at me when he goes 325. I give him a 5, and boy, he's stumped now. Even though it says, you know, $1.75 back, it gives him the answer.
Right.
But he's stumped as to how to get. You know, is it $1? So what I end up getting is $1, 7 dimes, and a nickel. Now, after me is Buzz. Buzz wants a medium Pepsi.
Right.
And a small popcorn.
Uh-huh. And a pack of Luckies.
It takes the guy.
They didn't have it.
It takes the guy working the soda machine, again, 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. He's got the medium Pepsi sitting there. But the other guy now is struggling because now he has to ask Buzz, do you want butter on that? And
you would think that these guys would work as a team,
right?
Where, well, where the guy who's gotten the drink, he could be scooping the popcorn and putting the butter on, and it could all move so much.
Sure, like a machine. Go ahead.
Anyway, it just, they don't move fast because they don't have to.
And then the whole process stopped again with, oh, we're out of quarters.
Yeah. I was just going to tell both of you, you know how you have a great movie experience?
How?
You know, you sit next to two of the people I was sitting next to over the weekend. You sit next to, no talking. Mm-hmm. No talking from the minute they sat in their seats. Well, they happen to be my daughters,
well
but it was great. And, you know, Agent Cody Banks, which is the first movie in a long time, that was a kid's movie. It was a kid's movie like Spy Kids would be a kid's movie, but it had a little, you know, a little something for daddy in there, too. Angie Harmon.
Ah.
Which was great. It was great, yet it was not...
Right.
Not really. You know, there are a couple of moments in there, like he gets X-ray vision at one point and sees, you know, sees through the outfit and the underwear and stuff. But, they, you know.
Girls won't be exposed to eventually.
It was it moved quick enough where it was fine. But, you know, we were complaining about movie theaters with the commercials.
Yeah.
My regular movie theater has been swallowed up by a bigger movie theater, and there were much less. I think there was like a public service announcement, but there were no more commercials.
There were no. That's when they all say
they seemed to like. It's a Regal bought Hoyts, okay. and there were no more commercials.
There were no commercials in ours.
Right.
It was just right to the
just trailers,
right to the thing.
Do they still have the word mix ups?
What do you, no. Yeah.
Oh,
the
jumble?
Thank God. Okay,
they had the slides, and what's great is...
Where it's always Julia Roberts?
Tom Hanks.
But, you know, if anybody... it was Julia Roberts in the one that I went to. But the thing with my seven-year-old now, you know, just doing the... you know, I said, this is practice. I said, you know, knock yourselves out. Out loud, go ahead, start reading. And it's funny because she starts reading at her first-grade pace, and then... picks up the pace as the slides start moving a little bit more.
Well, on the word jumbles, do what I do, and they're so obvious always, just yell out as loud as you can when you solve it. My wife loves it.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, I just want to say, oh, honey, thank you.
Honey.
You get that? Oh, honey, thank you.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
Oh, baby.
Come on, honey.
Yeah, I know, someone's got to stand up.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to get killed on our light rail system here in Sacramento because I can't stand it in the morning. The rudest people in the morning. Quiet at 6:30 in the morning already.
Okay.
Quiet.
Thank you.
Why are you getting on there? The kids, the homeless, loud, drunk.
Hold on, we're talking about movies. What are you talking about, like walking
life,
on the street?
I guess.
She's from Sacramento. What do you expect?
Life on the street.
Whatever.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hey. I had the same thing. I was in Rehoboth seeing
Let me just say, you couldn't have the same thing. Because I am not exaggerating, and Buzz is my witness.
It's all true.
This woman was off the scale.
Yep. Loud.
I had them, I got, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
But it could not have been...
Holocaust scene.
Listen, no offense. It could not have been as loud. It could not have been...
Nice try, friend.
As much as this lady. Not to mention the other, you know, she's dead.
Yeah.
That's my boss.
True.
New York City.
New York City.
And I'm not
exaggerating. Chocolate pie!
And I swear to God on this, I am not exaggerating the accent.
Right.
It was also decidedly southern. Oh, my God.
But our experience was in no way dampened by the strong aroma of pine sol that wafted through the theater.
Oh really?
Yeah, just swab that place.
Oh, hey, that's not a bad thing, though, you know?
Yes, I mean, it smells like a bathroom.
Yeah, but I'd rather have that than the smell of, you know, which really, you ever go into those kids' matinees?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
This is Chris from Salisbury. Next time you come to Ocean City, I want you to come up to Salisbury. I'll give you free tickets to the movie.
No thanks, my friend. No thanks. Because for me, you know, it's worth the price, worth the price of admission.
It was a show
to get this today.
Right.
And this is the thing that was real that got me the maddest. When we walked out of the theater, and Frieda was mad at me, I looked at Buzz and I started laughing and I said, "This is ironic. This is come on now."
Anger management.
I'm saying to Frieda, as she
Was this Sunday that you went to the movies?
Saturday. And she refused to walk next to me. And I'm running up to... I go, come on, baby, hold on. Just listen to this. It's funny because it's anger management.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Come on. You got to give it. It's funny.
She calmed down. And then later on is when you went dancing, right?
Yes.
Right.
She went home and had a couple of cocktails.
Right, exactly.
And by that time, she still would not give in on her standpoint that, yes, those people were wrong to talk so loudly, but I should not have said anything to them.
She said it was pointless to try. I said, you have to try. But we never did come to an agreement on that.
No, we didn't.
I think you have to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have to. I think it's important to say something.
If you don't say something, the terrorists win.
That's right.
I would approach it. I'm just thinking about it. Have you ever done that? Well, you've done different varieties of the thing. But, I mean, if it's just you stick with the facts and you can't give them... You can't give them anything where they can shoot it back at you.
But we had shot them. I mean, at one point, both Buzz and I
same time
were turned around in our seats staring at her.
They're not going to get that because if they're that inconsiderate to talk in the first place, they're not going to get it.
Sadly true.
You really, here's the phrase.
Oh, my God.
This is the phrase that works. You turn around slowly, you look them in the eye and say, if you don't stop talking... I'm going to kill you.
Hello, John and Mike.
And you look serious. Yeah, like you're really going to do
a little crazy.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was the mantra the rest of the day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And you know, I knew it during the trailer for this idiotic Eddie Murphy movie. I don't know how many more bad choices he can make, but at one point it's Eddie Murphy picking up a baby's diaper, you know, going, ooh, and she goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's like me.
Leave now.
Oh, my God. Hello,
Did
Don.
Did they speak English?
Don and Mike. Oh, yeah.
Well, you had that going for you.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
You could have gone to the carnival in Manassas.
The Hispanic festival?
Yeah. I mean, really. I really think that I at one point, I know I was on one ride, in line for one ride, where I was the only one that was speaking English. It was fascinating. My kids had a good time, though.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's a melting pot, this great nation of ours, and it doesn't matter, Rob.
I think the same crowd at your carnival was gearing up for the carnival at the petting zoo on Saturday when I saw a huge pack of Mexicans throwing feed at the monkeys. And, like, not trying to feed the monkeys, but throwing it at them to make the monkeys do something. And it was just...
could have been from El Salvador.
Well, my kids went on the little cups that spin, you know, those little... They're not the teacups, but they're, like, little half shells that spin around.
Yeah, and they got
Tilt
like
the Whirl, is that what it's called?
No, they have, like, a steering wheel in the middle that
they've got a little thing
to.
That some of them do. These are
based
actually...
based on the teacup principle.
It's the same thing. But it tilts and they go crazy. Mm. They went on this four times, and I think because my 5-year old is now tall enough to go on the big person rides, that the carny chief carny in charge noticed my concern and came over to me like with three teeth in his head and went, "Just in case you're concerned, we have to inspect these twice a day. Not like amusement parks. They never have to inspect them. We're inspected twice a day. Twice a day." And then the fourth time they went, he said, "If you want to go on, I'll let you on for free."
That's just nice.
I said, "No, I'm not really into that thing." "I know you're not. That's why I want to see your face."
Wow. Welcome to Carnival.
Yes, sir. And, of course, you know what they don't have at the carnival?
What?
They don't have plastic bags. So when you get the stuffed animals, I'm walking around. People probably thought I was Turgid because I had parrots.
In your pants.
I had a parrot, two parrots stuffed in one. I had two little bunnies because they give you, and only the real quality stuffed animals. Some of the stuffed animals look like they've been passed. And I had them on both sides. And I looked down at one point, and I was sitting there, and I had this big bulge. And, you know, everybody had a bueno time.
Sure.
Maybe those dolls are mules.
Yeah, you mean they're carrying, like, cocaine or something
like
that?
You got home and cut that open, and you got, like, a... a bunch of heroin or something.
You never know. There was only one thing at the carnival that was like this rope climb and then a slide that looked that seriously looked like you go on that, you get as soon as you're not halfway down the slide before the SARS virus has already entered your lungs.
I've seen that ride. It's called Crossing the Border to Texas.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout. Weeknights at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
At Budweiser, we've been brewing beer for over 100 years. And for just as long, we've been finding new ways to get it to you at its absolute freshest. Because fresh beer tastes better. And now we're taking freshness to the next level. Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. Not only is it beer bottled less than 24 hours ago, it's beer that pushes the very envelope of freshness. One which no other beer can match. To show that fresh beer tastes better. So now, we're bringing America Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. Our Day Fresh Beer crew is bringing it to bars and nightclubs in select cities all across the country. Look for cold, refreshing Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. It's one more reason we're the king of beers. It's why we wear the crown. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say the best things in life are free.
Yeah, right. They say a lot of things.
The best things in life definitely aren't free, but they are free at Free State Cycle.
That's right, baby. Falls banging on the door, and Free State Cycle's got the Suzuki ATV that bang, bang, bangs right back.
Right now at Free State Cycle, check out the all-new class-leading 04 Suzuki Quad Sport Z250. Just $2,749. That's over $1,100 below MSRP. Or how about the rough and rugged 5-star rated 04 Suzuki Ozark LTF 250? Only $2,849. Only at Free State Cycle. That's over $600 below MSRP. Want a supersize? No problem. Check out the gutsy king of the midsize sport utility ATV. 04 Suzuki Iger 400 starting at just $49.99. That's over $500 below MSRP. Hurry into Free State Cycle now for deals, four wheels, for real, on all in-stock 04 Suzuki ATVs. Free State Cycle just off I-495 in Capitol Heights or online at freestatecycle.com.
Please ride safely. Suzuki ATVs may be used only by those age 16 and older. Suzuki highly recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. They'll even pay for it.
This week only, save thousands at the Honda Superstore, Tyson's Corner Honda. Choose from over 1,700 new hybrids and pilots, CRV and Odysseys, Elements and Accords, Civics and more, with more choices than anyone in the Washington area. Then look for the Honda Superstore price, the year's lowest price since these new Hondas were introduced last October. But hurry, these savings won't last. This week only, save thousands. Get to the Honda Superstore, Rosenthal Honda on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
Hi, this is Jared for Subway Restaurants. As our country prepares for the big election, I've heard lots of people complaining about this year's choices. Candidates changing their positions or just not having the right values. Well, I'm no politician, but I do have a platform for satisfying all of America. Go to Subway Restaurants. Sounds a little radical, but stay with me. Their policy of making delicious subs made to order on fresh baked bread right in front of you has never changed. And Subway Restaurants cares about the future of every American, which is why they load their tasty subs with all kinds of fresh, crunchy veggies, making them an even greater value. Try getting that from one of these.